Whale, the ultimate
copyright
show.
2017 Win Your Brand. All rights reserved. This video is subject to copyright owned by Win Your Brand. Any reproduction or republication of all or part of this video is expressly prohibited, unless Win Your Brand has explicitly granted its prior written consent. All other rights reserved.
Marcel, you don't know how many things have been gone so. Okay, so we have an agenda to talk about costing and pricing. Okay, so anyone else has any other agenda?
That's a good agenda.
Mike, do you want to have? Didri, you want to have any?
No, because I missed yesterday afternoon for that last hour.
Okay.
So
I will summarize exactly my own. It's not my own view. It's how we do productization in a regular industry setting. So usually we have a product. This product is described by, which everybody's sick of me saying it, by benefits, and it's described by features. Okay? So, Sandy, I see you wrote a lot in your sheet, so what are the benefits of what you offer?
Do you want me to get into the quadrant? Because that's...
It doesn't matter. Like just list the benefit. And let us map it. Because if you tell us the quadrant, we will be... But if you tell us the benefits, because for your customers, when you have this on a product sheet or in an advertisement, you will not say the quadrant. That's right. You'll just say the benefits.
Yep. So move through fears of speaking or singing in a safe environment to increase more authentic communication. Have fun with like-minded women to learn new tools. Simple five-step program to learn how your voice works, and the best material for speaking or singing for your unique voice. Cost-effective system that can give you an edge for communication to accelerate clients coming to you. Learn anyway. Got to mix that up. Cost-effective system that can give you an edge for communication. Learn tools to accelerate clients to you using your voice presence. Sorry, Frank.
Just
said. 11 o'clock last night. Learn tools to accelerate your voice presence to drive clients to you. Sorry.
Okay.
More?
You can. Yeah, you can see. We will. We are. Me and Mike has lots of input for you. So keep going.
I'm sorry, I was thinking.
I know.
And I know these need to be shorter, but anyway. In a 2-hour weekly session for 5 weeks, you'll learn voice basics and how to be more efficient and productive.
But this is feature. This is features. When you talk about in two hours, five sessions every week, this is features. Okay, so do you want to discuss this one first? Do you want to discuss this one first?
Sure.
So when we talk about benefits, we talk about the benefits from the customer perspective or the client perspective or the trainee perspective.
The which?
The trainee, the one she will train.
The trainee.
Well, yeah, so if I come to you, which one of these I should solve?
You are now listening to With Whale, the ultimate show.
So can you repeat the very first one?
Move through fears of speaking or singing in a safe environment.
Okay, move through fear. So this is a process. So if I go back to the... If I go back to the color stuff. So this is, does not have, for me, any value to make money. Okay? This is does not have any value to make relationship. This does not have any value on time. This only has a value to move, which is a process. But the move does not have a tangible thing. It doesn't have a tangible benefits or a tangible outcome. So you said move through your fear in a safe environment.
Mm-hmm.
So This is will be targeted for people who doing what? Like, what are the customers' stage? Because move through your fear in a safe environment, it means that you it's a safe environment, so you never actually face other people. That's right.
It's a group.
It's yes, but for me to benefit from this course, I need to know relation to these values.
We should say eliminate fears or overcome fears.
For what?
The fear of, yeah.
Speaking in public.
Like, I don't want to confuse you, but just I'm discussing it. I'm not saying what you should do, and people sometimes get confused. When you use move and overcome, this is our process.
Yeah.
So it can be a simple process, which is the one you have, a simple step, which is, we don't like simple, but you had some other feature, which is a simple step-by-step or simple process.
Yeah.
So this is, you are in the process.
But it's a beneficial process. It's a benefit to that process.
It's a benefit of the process. It's a simple.
Yeah.
Or it's a compound. But what is the simple of saying move through your fear? There is no benefit of moving through the fear.
There isn't?
No. What is the benefit? Remember, your customers...
It's the get process.
Confidence.
Yeah, but your customers are one customer who
the
are...
The benefit is the process.
Yes, but your
not
customers are ignorant.
Yeah.
So an ignorant customer...
They don't know they're afraid.
...have no brain to take next step.
Tell them they're afraid.
Yeah, they are only... Usually when you go buy anything, you only have one step of comprehension. So I cannot give you... If I dangle this one to you, you will look at me and say, what you want? You don't understand. I give it to you for... drink from it or throw it away or fill it for me or whatever,
right?
So take away your knowledge from your brain and try to articulate it to a 3 to 5 years old kid, because they will not be able to comprehend beyond what you can tell them. Okay? So move through your fear to reach out more customers, to sell more products immediately through this course or through the first session, it will comprehend better, in my opinion, and I'm not sure about others can say whatever they want to say, in a one-line read or in a very short 2-3 minutes introduction. So what you do? I move my customers through their fear in a 5 weeks training where they can reach more clients or they can find their voice, reach more clients, make more money within the first week or immediately or right away. And you can write it and you can start to craft a better English. Remember, English is my third language, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that it's right. So, je peux parler français comme les oiseaux, mais n'est pas comme Claudie. You speak Quebec, man. I speak France.
Speak to that?
Yeah, so this is my input here.
Yeah.
Okay? So you can amalgamate this along these values. These benefits, sorry. So you can move your customers through their fear. Okay? And expand their message. Find their voice, which is very important, that's right. Expand their message or reach more customers or reach more audience to sell more products, okay, in 5 weeks or less.
Where's the relationship?
Reach more customers.
What if they don't want to reach more customers?
You figure it out and you start to see...
You are now listening to With Wael, the ultimate show.
Why do people come to you? What do they want from you?
They want to overcome their fear of speaking or singing in public.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't come to you for that. But I would come to you because I want to learn how to sing.
Awesome. That's a different class.
Ah. So isn't that what you're selling as well?
Yeah, but we don't want to confuse. Remember, we have to sell only one package.
Just one offer.
I'm focusing just on the one right now.
Okay.
But absolutely, come see.
So away from this side discussion.
We'll see.
Away from this discussion. So when you say in public, it's an added segment to the statement you have. So you say, because you said they have a fear of singing or speaking in public. So you should say, I overcome your fear of singing and speaking or speaking in public.
Or I will help you overcome your fear.
Not help. We don't help. We have more commitment than that.
Oh.
Do you get it, Sandy? You need to write it in a page because we will keep adding to it segments and we'll keep crossing words and stuff like that.
Okay. Can you say that again, the second one?
So you move your customers. Through their fear to speak or sing in public to address and you can put a bracket in slash reach larger audience to make money selling a product or entertain them and make money, sorry, and you can say and make money in 5 weeks or less.
Mm.
And remember, we're doing this in our feet, like we need to put it on a projector and many people see it, like this is a, like this is just as a start of the process. What do you think, Mike?
And this is only one niche.
And this is...
This isn't my target market right now. Anyway,
okay, no,
example.
Let's talk about that. Wait a minute, because for Deidre, I want to talk about that. Okay, what kind of products you have to, what kind of service or product you have, you must sell or you should sell when you start? You must have one product and one only. You cannot have multiple products because you will confuse me. Because the minute Claudia start to speak here and to say, I want to come for you to learn how to sing, so you are in the learning stage or you take somebody who already have some learning and he can move forward. And you cannot be for both. So you will do the service for both, but when you articulate, you have to articulate one service.
Okay.
For me, I do personal branding, okay, which means we shared how many courses yesterday? We have like 34 courses, okay? But it's encompassed by a personal branding. So people wants to get personal branding or aspect of personal branding or making money of personal branding, they will come to me. So what I'm saying is you don't leave stuff outside. Like Mike is doing business support. What do you mean business support? Accounting and bookkeeping. He's not doing two. He's doing a service of accounting and bookkeeping. Some of people will come for him for bookkeeping. Some of them will come for accounting. But he's doing one service, accounting and bookkeeping. You can cut it into halves. You can have multi-level pricing. But you cannot stand when you start at the beginning to do one thing. Tony Robbins was doing personal development. Now he's doing business and other stuff. So after the first year or 2 years, once you get to know, people get to know you, you can branch and you can expand and you can do things, but if they come, they have to come to see one thing.
Yeah.
I run maybe more than five things contradicting each other, but 80% of my or 90% of my appearances are around one business. So people will know me for this business. And I was doing this for a few months. It ended up being very well known. My cards are remarkably interesting. People say, oh yeah, we remember this card. We have this card before. Stuff like that. So you can confuse people when you have multiple. I can do this and this and this and this and this because jack of all trade, master of none.
Yeah, just with the way that I was doing this, it started to appear that it was coming across more for like a business result. But what I actually do is for women 50 plus that are wanting a second chance to reclaim their voice.
And this sentence is very important to add. I did not know about it. In the second sentence, I said, like in the statement you wrote down.
Yeah.
So instead, my customer or customer, the first word.
The first one?
No. Here, if you go back. You said I move.
Okay. Yeah.
My customer.
Yeah.
Instead, customers.
50-year-old women.
This exactly the description of the customers. 50-plus woman.
Yeah.
Or
that's the relationship part, right?
No, this is I'm now. She is now zero in of who are her customers.
Target market.
And we don't know if this will work or not. What we know, if you go around with this particular package, and you talk to people, you'll get their feedback. But I from my experience, I know that this will work, because it's very clear what you do. Any other inputs from the table?
I have a question. So would we tailor all the benefits to the target specific?
Yes, it's one.
You are now
it's
listening
one,
to
the
With Whale, the ultimate show.
It's one thing. We offer one thing. You offer a leadership course, a leadership course. A leadership program, leadership program. When you have the same as what Deidre was saying, she is running in two different businesses, I will see her as confused. Because if Mike is, I know him for some time, so he'll allow me to say that. If she is doing, for example, energy healing, and maybe let's say energy healing, acupuncture, physiotherapy, massage therapy, the four packages, okay? And the Mike is not even as close to her in energy healing, but the fact is he only focuses on energy healing and he's not as at your level, I will tend to go to him because he only focuses on this business.
Mm-hmm.
And when I will go, I will not know that you are a better service because I'm already in this service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we are confused and we go and buy stuff or buy programs from people who are not qualified to offer it. So you always remember the I, you only offer one product to the ignorant, which is your customers. Your customers are ignorant, and this is not a bad thing because they don't know what's your service. Okay?
So the one is I run the office for and do all of the web building and all of that kind of stuff, and the other one is my personal business.
But
so,
do you market the web? Do you do websites for me, for example?
I do his website and I do my website.
Yes, but do you sell website services?
No.
So as long as you don't sell it, it means what? Nobody knows about it. Because we are ignorant. We don't know you.
Right.
Like when I say my clients and my audience are ignorant, I'm not talking about, they are ignorant because they don't know my service.
Right.
But they are high qualified individuals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't come here and tell us that you also do his website, we will not know.
Right.
We will only know that you are part of his program or assisting him or offering him or.
Right. I see. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I teach for him and I run his workshops here in Canada.
I call it.
So you
facilitate the workshops.
Yes.
You moderate the workshops. Because running the workshops, it's what do you mean? Like,
yeah.
If
well,
you
I organize them from the bottom up.
Yes,
so.
But where you want to stand for people to get to buy more of your service?
For credibility. If you say you work in a workshop, you could be doing what Marcel's doing, pulling the paper together.
Marcel's volunteering, guys. Marcel is a very
yeah.
And doing the meet and greet. So if you
right.
say you're running the program. Where do you
want the ignorant to know? What do you want to know the ignorant to know about you? Like I am.
That I'm a good facilitator, so I guess that's what.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am completely. Actually, the very first time I met you was
yeah.
here.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
So I was a completely ignorant.
Right.
Now you came and to talk about I'm doing two different businesses. So in my mind. You may be doing two businesses like bookkeeping and something else.
Okay.
And then when you stand in the kitchen, you said, I'm doing, I'm wearing two hats or I'm doing two
yes.
different things. all in my mind, and I meant in these 3 days to speak to you about that. Maybe today is the right time, because you must be one for one. Mm-hmm. And all quality I will put out, it will endorse this quality. So when I come and say, I'm a branding guy because I have an MBA in advertising, I have a PhD in computer engineering, which is not relevant much, but I used my technology and I sold them and I made lots of million dollars on that, and this is my companies around town and this is how I built them up. You will get immediately feedback, oh yeah, this guy, he was doing it, he was taking ideas, making it millions, he focused on branding, he have been doing it for himself.
So sell myself to sell both.
You cannot sell both, you need to sell one.
The one is my paycheck, and the other one is when I decide to leave, I have this one.
So you just focus on the facilitator. Why you talk about website? Why you talk about the back office support?
Well, because there's nobody else doing it.
Yes, but as a customer of yours, do I care?
If I'm stuck on website,
I see.
If I'm stuck on website, I go, Deirdre does websites. I'm going to go to her for some help.
And
go,
oh,
I don't want to do
that. Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, you just told me you do really good at websites.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And if you're really good at one thing, I'm going to trust that you're really good at some other things too.
Right.
But this will come on a different discussion, on a different website page.
Right.
When I say a first discussion, first impression, it also includes your website. It also includes your Twitter profile. It also includes your Facebook profile. It includes anything ignorant, which is like I call myself ignorant to you, will see you for the first time.
Right.
So if I go to your LinkedIn website, LinkedIn profile, for example.
It's like news. It's not. Guy Natural Therapies.
So
and that's what it should. I should have me as Guy Natural Therapies.
You figure out what you want to do for me because I'm not me, I am you.
No, yeah.
You or me, you.
Know.
You know that story. Okay, so when I wanna tackle an ignorant, I have to tell him or her the benefit of what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will go and articulate the features.
Okay.
The features is what type of service they will get. So, example for you on the features, do you wanna, someone wants to list their features? Do you have your features? Or we go back to Sandy again?
He
must have done this yesterday morning because I never saw the sheet.
So
I give it to you at the end.
Well, you didn't tell me what to do with it.
Sorry. Okay. Okay. Yeah, it was a different discussion. So.
Yeah.
So, can you share like four features you have?
Sure. Worksheet outlining five step-by-step techniques and how to use them for your specific vocal needs.
Wow, okay. I like the qualifications. I like, because usually people say worksheet, but I like this. You put all the information there.
Okay. Then I have 25 years experience as a world travel vocalist.
This is not a feature. This is an authority.
Emails weekly to quickly review and recap our sessions, including bonus voice exercises and instructions.
Okay.
And one 15-minute one-on-one phone or Skype call for your specific needs.
Okay. So when you say the statement, which we are working on it, I move my 50 plus woman, whatever, okay, this statement, people will come and say, how you do it? So you can say, I provide 15-minute sessions, and I provide the interactions through emails and stuff, and all the list you said, okay?
Okay.
So these are the features which people usually start to list, okay?
So a feature for myself would be my weekly radio show.
You are now listening to With Wael, the ultimate show.
The free evenings I offer.
Mike, everything is okay?
Night.
Everything is okay?
Yeah, it's really warm in here.
Oh, okay. So
super warm.
Yeah, opens.
So just free events that I offer and things like that. Would that be featured?
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Well, the radio show that I do, and then that on Monday nights I offer free energy healing. And
These all are features. Okay. Now, we are here to talk about costing. Okay. So the question is, how you can identify price for your service. So The feature is what you will offer. Even your website is feature. Even a blog on your website is a second feature. A membership on your website is a third feature. Like you can go micro or macro levels on your features based on what you charge your customers to do. That's right. Now, before I go, there is one graph on the top of the page, which I gave it to you. And this graph is like this.
That's on the back of this page?
No, this is the front.
Very top.
Very top.
Right here.
Yeah, yeah. This is supposed to be the first page because it's supposed to be read like, it's like one sheet. It's not supposed to be.
It's not supposed to be folded.
Yeah, not supposed to be folded. So, yeah. So, and I had this discussion with Mike yesterday. So, what are these? If you remember, we talked about customers who are C with a dollar sign. So, these are the customers who are paying money for my service. What's your service? As a Sandy example, Sandy is a 5 week. We don't call it, we just call it 5 week for now. It will be like, we will call it like, we'll give it a name, a fancy name. Because
play with your voice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But for now, we call it whatever 5 week program or feature she said, okay? So this is what people will pay her money for. Now, if I look at the chain, we have clients, we have prospects, we have lead, we have target audience, we have audience, we have general, we have return customers, we have referral customers, we have retired customers. So these are the chain of process where I will get somebody like me, general, with Deidre. I heard from her a little bit. I asked her more questions. I became a lead. I may become a prospect. I may attend your workshop next time, your free session, so I'll be your client. I may fall in love or not, I don't know. I may come to pay for you. And then I may get more service from you. I will bring my wife to also. She's woo stuff as well. She's wow. Okay. And then after 6 months, we'll be away. And maybe in the next Christmas, you send us a ticket or a gift or something for us to come back. Did you get what are these? It's not relevant to every business. Some businesses, you find out that these are one class. Sometimes you find when I meet somebody I don't know in current event, they come right away and pay, which is what sometimes happened with Mariana. People just come, or sometimes they will come and attend Mariana free session. After that, they will just pay. So 80% I target the small arrows. The brown arrows can happen. That's right. The brown transactions can happen. It doesn't need to go step by step like that.
Yes.
So the question will be, what are these lines? So I call this the product line. This is all the activity and the services products you offer. So do you do 20-minute introduction, Sandy, for your offer? Do you go like a seminar?
No, not yet.
Not yet, but can you do a seminar?
Yes.
If you plan to do a seminar, the seminar will come maybe here. This will be the seminar.
Would that be a free one?
It doesn't matter free or not free, just a seminar. We can talk about details later, okay? For this seminar, you must have the benefits of the seminar and the features of the seminar.
Like if Karen invited you on stage to talk for 15, 20 minutes. But what you do, right, to complement the awareness program.
So the benefits for this,
what you're working towards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the benefits for these seminars must be different than the benefit of your program. So each one of these ticks, I repeat,
customer?
And I appreciate what Mike gave me as a feedback, because I've been with him on this sheet for like
referral?
5-6
customer?
Months, and apparently I did not repeat enough.
Thanks.
For people to memorize and remember. Each one of these ticks must have a sheet, like its own sheet.
Yeah.
So when I talk about, and take this as example. Sometimes we have the stuff in our mind.
You are now listening to With
Wael,
the ultimate show.
Ignorant for our stuff, or for ignorant of our information, they will not. They are not required to take the steps to figure it out. This is a good example. Like we had, how many times we had similar sheets? 6 or 8 times in our program. And every time I stand and say, we need to do one pair product and service, it never resonates with the audience that this is will be, I need to make, if you have five services here, you go and make 5 copies of this sheet. Mark each one and fill it.
So one sheet's the master sheet showing the entire plan. And then the other sheets are sub-sheets of the benefits of each.
Yes, it can be in this way. Yeah. It can be in this way. Yes,
ma'am. So hearing what you're saying is, so the Monday nights of the free stuff.
Good, Monday night here.
Would be one.
Yeah, so
and
this
then from that I do an introductory weekend.
Introductory weekend will be here.
Yeah, and then from then that I do individual workshops.
And the workshops will be here. Let's call it individuals.
Okay, and then I offer 2.5-year program.
So 2.5-year program
would
be
offer.
Would be the 5 weeks.
Yeah, or it can be here.
Okay.
2.5 years program.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Each one of these must have a different benefits.
Okay.
So if I come to your, wow. You want to sell and you want to make a program which can attract, which can generate $1 million.
That's an awesome plan.
This is how it's structured. This is how it's structured. So when you come to Stand Out, Not to Blend In at Win Your Brand, which is 20 to 90 minutes seminar, I show you what are the challenges for you to stand out, not to blend in,
mm-hmm.
and how you overcome the challenges.
It's on YouTube. It's really good.
When you come, oh, thank you. When you come here, when you come here to Brand Mastery, we share the tools, and I don't have the flyer for the workshop, but you get the benefit of identifying your strengths, weaknesses, which is your brand, and you can put a plan, which we'll talk about it today in the regular program, how you can monetize, and we started yesterday. Yesterday we talked about the book, the e-book, few of these concepts in our services, which basically this particular sheet. So this is the dollar sign model or our rule. You can break it, you can do something slightly different or different, but you got this. So now what's next? What next is you come to the regular program where we can execute and have detailed information of every step within 6 months or a year or 2 years. So this example shows you what are the difference between what I do. When you come to my website, all what you see is blogs and information about branding. When you come to my podcast, you get informations and tips on the 3 C's, how you talk, how you have a background for your... So there are different material put out there. But each one of my activities here must have benefits, different than the others. Imagine if I tell you, Brand Mastery Seminar workshop for 3 weeks. You will build your whole career on it, and then you come. Or it's 12 steps for brand mastery winning, on 3 days workshop, and then I stand here on the second day and I say I am selling you guys 12 step brand mastery winning. You'll say, you know what? So why we have the workshop? Why we pay you more money? We already have it as a workshop, so. You should be able to figure out all of these benefits. Now, the features will be function of what you offer. So, for example, for Deirdre, she's talking about the Monday night. So, the features of the Monday night, what? Maybe she will talk on 20 sessions in 20 minutes, or I am more familiar with Mariana's service. So, Mariana...
I would do an assessment of their biofield.
Yeah, so this is what I was talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mariana's services, for example, she has a computer-based assessment. And she will give out a couple of literatures, a couple of handouts. She can also get a signing sheet so people can sign up. So there are a few things. So these are the features. Now, when you have this written in your brand playbook, you need Marcel to come to help you, it doesn't matter, because what you will give Marcel, here is what you will come to volunteer for helping. You need me to come to stand out and help you, it's not a big deal, because you have one sheet, I read, yeah, this is what are we doing in the workshops, or the 90 minutes, or the introduction night, I understand the benefits, here is the features, what you want me to do, you give me the task, and now I understand. You want to get your website developer to do it for you, you basically send them this sheet. You don't get a website developer to develop for you your program, because this is what people will do. I want to sell this. Can you do a website for me? What? So if I get the Dedris to do the website, if I get Mike to help me with the social media, if I get Kevin the Twitter account, if I get Claudie to write my operational manual, and I'm speaking, and Marcel is trying to close the sales outside on filling the forms, and you're trying to invite people, and all Mariana's trying to take care of the logistics and the work in the program, and all what you have is brand mastery workshop. Guess what will happen? Each one of those will have their own messages. I will stand here with a complete different images and figures and messages. Any guest will come, if they even show up, they will get confused. Because Dedri on her website said, is a branding, your company can be branding company, and how the branding will do. Mike will share branding about IBM and Microsoft and all this branding. This guy will see this branding from Google activities for students and BWC and all these organizations. He will talk about branding of students. Claude is trying to put these people into work. And I come here and say about personal branding for coaches and business owners.
And they will advertise you differently.
Differently. So this is the importance.
You are
of
now listening to With Whale, the ultimate
not
show.
Not called business plan, because we don't. It's not sophisticated. It's not called marketing plan. I call it playbook. Every single sheet you do one time, put it inside the playbook. And then if you face a challenge of having a new activity, you can go back and review and verify that it fits what you want to do. Many people are standing on stages to speak about programs and they have no ideas of delivery. Go around and ask, what do you do? I'm a business coach. Okay, so what do you do? I coach people. So he never articulates that he offers an hourly rate program, or I can be a subcontractor for your company and the price is negotiated. You can tell people, you know what, price, call, or negotiated. Let's talk about the pricing. You don't need to go with the pricing right away. So with each one of these should be formatted. This is my rule or my recommendations. You can take this. If you don't like it much, it's okay, do yours. But you understand that if I invite individuals for different events, because if you, let's talk about that. If I'm on Twitter, why do I have to follow you on Facebook wall? If I get everything from you on Twitter.
And that's an eye-opener for me, because when I do posts and things like that, the same post, different times, but the same post will go out to Twitter and LinkedIn and online and things like that.
Yeah.
And Facebook.
Yeah.
But they go out at different times, but it would be good also to have something in between so that people aren't getting all of the information, all of the same information all of the time. Because people do use more than one.
Yes, so you have to be able to use more than once. I run, I just revamp a few websites, and I republish the old materials in a different sequences, because you have to understand also that the memory of your audience right now is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Okay, so it's not like if I tell you something today, a year down the road, you will not remember. Actually, a week, you will not remember it. So having a schedule for the social media, and we'll talk about it today as well, social media plans, it's important. So when you do any of this, you must have a benefit. Yes, sir?
I have a question. I just want you to let me finish what they're going to say. So if I'm promoting something, do I invite them to the seminar or the 5-week?
And this is good. Excellent question. If you are offering more than $1,000 or $1,000 plus program? People need to feel you, touch you, not touch, but touch you. Understand who are you, okay? So getting seminars is good. Is it free or $20, or we call it a $20 and we give a free promotion? It's a different story. It's a longer discussion. If I am offering, if this is for my book, and my book is $20 book, do I really care? No. That's right. So it's a function of what you offer. If you expect and anticipate your customers to come and spend with you longer time, it's better for you to like them and they like you. So having a 3 days workshop is great. Now everybody here is, we will send invitations out. Everybody can come for the next two or three events we have with Win Your Brand at no extra cost. Or if you wanna sign up for the program, the first month is completely covered by your VIP registration. So you will not pay any money. And after the end of the 30 days, you can decide if you wanna continue or not. So in this way, we can build, you commit. If you don't commit, I will let everybody, you're not committing. You commit to do the effort. You will not sit here and ask us questions and take notes and go home and come in 2 weeks or in a week and say, oh yeah, guys, I was busy with exams or stuff. So if you do that and we do that and we have a harmony, we will continue the journey for a year or 2 years. If it's only a seminar or only a book or only a audio online, like I know some individuals here are doing video online and online courses, they just need 20 minutes introduction to introduce the course, and the course will be 197, 297, whatever numbers are. Does this make sense? So you should have some insight or visualization how you can invite your customers, which are here, because this is the most important part, is people who are paying money. How you invite your customers to your service. Make sense? Does this make sense?
So the promotion would depend on, I guess, how many people you want in it and for how long.
And it's a function of each program.
What you're thinking, whether it's an intro evening or whatever, I guess, whatever like the time it takes for people to endear themselves to you. Is that right?
Yeah. And
so
but most likely
into the bigger program, the bigger promotion.
Most likely he will sell to schools. So if you sell workshops in schools, you will not need people to come. You need just to do a workshop for the principals or the professor or the teacher of the school to accept your offer, and then you will automatically talk to the students. So it's function of nature of our offer. There is no one solution fits all, that's right? I wanna talk about pricing. So any questions? So in the next 5 minutes or 10 minutes, we wanna talk about pricing. So how can I price my product? In our selling from the stage or in our product sheets, okay, in our product sheets we have, you should have the MSRP, which is the manufacturer suggests retail pricing.
Or value.
The MRSP is driven.
You are now listening to With Wael, the ultimate show.
Okay? So for me, if I empower you with tools that's within 6 months to a year, or within 6 months you will make $10,000 a month, my value for you, it's $100,000. Because I can show you how you can make $100,000 if you apply all the rules and everything we do, and if we work together within 6 months, you can launch the program and you start to get customers at the time, and you can average $10,000 by the end of the first year or first, second year. It doesn't matter. Like, we put a value of $100,000. Okay? Is it acceptable value? Now, what is my MRSP? I cannot charge you $100,000 because majority of us don't have $100,000. So from this value, we come and say, we will charge, let's call it 10,000 or 12,000 or whatever numbers. So this is the MRSP. Okay? If I can get you $200,000 in 1 year, this can be $20,000. This is the MRSP. How many people will pay the $20,000? Not many. Because what you should do, or what will work, is first, when you come here and decide on your programs, you should have, so what Cindy will be known for is the 5 week, which will better get a better name, okay? The 5 week service. You should have at least 3 level of pricing. So you should have a basic, intermediate, and advanced. Emerald, silver, gold, platinum, VIP, preferred, general, basic,
intermediate,
advanced, whatever 3 levels you have. Why do you need 3 levels? There are so many reasons. One of them is the negotiation when people are really needing more money. They are holding for the money. There are buyers, I agree with you. There are buyers who will like to get more services at a lower price. There are so many kind of negotiation. Later on, we can talk about it when we train you for how to sell and the close deal. But you must have a tiered, at least 3-tier pricing. Any of these, you may have one or two, or it doesn't matter, or only one, because these are qualifiers. Okay? Now, it will be too much if you have like 5 different entry points and each one will have 3. It's too much, okay? Now, so when I explain that I have 3-tier pricing, I must provide different features. So if you look at the back of this sheet, you will take the features from the front, and on the back, you can put the package name, and you should have some features, like 4 features here. Here will be 5, 2 on add-on and 1 in extra. And this one, you will keep continue. So the basic package will have, for example, 3 basic features and 1 add-on.
So how I'm trying to wrap my head around how I could do that in a program that is over 2.5 years, because I mean right now we take on 1 student per program for free, but we don't announce it. It's if somebody comes to us and says, look, I'm really hard up, and so we take on 1 student for free, and then I offer different payment plans for them to pay for the course.
So the different payment plans can be a packaging style. The different services. So if you give extra education. So the way this is work for us is here, you should put all features you can ever offer. We have here add-on, extra, and the bonuses. These are labels. So when we have here somebody who have established program and label these features as extra, they will write them here. For in filling this sheet, you just list all possible features and you keep add as many as you can from feature. Then you will come back on this site and you should grab the features as follow. Basic features, the second tier features, the third tier features. If your features look like this, we call this islands. Islands means needs bridges. Bridges means need extra information which is not a sellable product. So your features should be in this approach.
Are there duplicates?
If you come to the intermediate, you will take all the value of the basic plus 1, 2, 3. If you come to the advanced, you will take all the values of the intermediate plus 1, 2, 3. If my features would look like this, I need a bridge. Bridge means what? Justification, why this is different. So if somebody will come and say, I do bookkeeping, I do accounting, these are two different markets. But when you say, I do bookkeeping and accounting, and we offer bookkeeping here, and bookkeeping and accounting, and then bookkeeping, and then audited financial statement, for example, this will be, people will understand that you can do bookkeeping, and it doesn't make sense to do accounting, bookkeeping somewhere else, and to come for us for accounting. And even if they need that, they will come to talk to you. So you can have a tailored, you can have in your back pocket a tailored package. You don't say no to any customer, anyone wants to buy anything, okay? If they want to buy the moon, I can show you how to sell them the moon. You say, yes, yes, let's talk, yes, let's talk, okay? Does this make sense?
It makes total sense.
Okay, now, if you see something like that, means you may want to go to a higher abstract level. So I want to do authority, I don't want to do book, I want to do speak from the stage, I'm doing personal branding.
And so those could in themselves be three separate categories that you will do a basic and go through the whole process all over again.
Oh yes, okay. Oh yes, oh yes.
Okay.
And don't fail for the things which will say, oh yeah, but my customers, when they come, they know that they are getting this service. Because if you do it in this way, on the exercise demonstrate, you'll get higher rate of people, more people in. You'll get more people for the online system. Okay?
Yeah.
So, the coming back, so okay, so now we understand how you can group the packaging. And so, for example, if you are familiar with Tony Robbins' models for his workshops, they do have more than three, okay? They have like by row seatings, flames, games. When they sell the game, they have seatings by sections. And they have also a seasonal, and they have a annual, and they do have a regular ticket for the, so.
Students.
Yeah, so
yeah.
All of
this. You are now listening to With Whale, the ultimate show.
So coming back to pricing. So if you want to do pricing, you should go in the benefits and figure out what is the value from the benefits. Okay? So coming back to the common example we have, which is Cindy example. If Cindy will work with gypsies, gypsies don't make too much money. So the value of advancing their skills will not be justifiable for them on the money. But if she works with Celine Dion, her show will be $1 million a show. So she can come and say, I can charge you $10 million because in 2 months you will make them back. So the value has to be very well sought after when you put all your benefits. And then you can figure out the price. What is the right price is what the customer is willing to pay. Okay? So, when you look at pricing here, you can approach it from 5 minutes. You can approach pricing from value, understanding, and you can approach pricing from cost. That's right? Cost of goods. So if I'm doing a retreat, and the retreat will be in Kananaskis, versus Maui, which retreat will be more expensive?
Kananaskis or where?
Maui, or Maui, or Hawaii, or...
It depends on what you're...
It will be the same set of speakers.
Yeah.
So Kananaskis will be much cheaper than Hawaii or Maui. Because
not
the
necessarily.
For the retreat, the tickets for the retreat will be much cheaper.
No, because the people pay their own travel to get there.
But they are willing to pay $25,000 entry fees to spend a week or 2 weeks in Maui, where they cannot pay more than $5,000 to go to Kananaskis for a workshop. Because the demographic you are selling for is different. So when you sell to the people to go to Maui or Hawaii, this is not the average managers in a company. That's right. So when we did events, when we put Banff on the table and then we put Calgary, we can double the charging for Banff what we charge for Calgary. And you know what? It's the same set of speakers, same lineup of speakers, and the diff, but you'll be surprised. If you put Banff on your flyers, all these Japanese people will come and everybody will come for Banff. But when you put Calgary, people will, we are coming to a metropolitan area, you know? And there's only 114 kilometer difference. So when I announced back 2002 workshop in Banff and I put the right things there, I got phone calls from individuals. Why are we landing in Calgary? Is there direct flight to Banff Airport? You laugh, but people from the other side who can pay with euro.
Well,
or
they see though there's an airport there, but it's
okay.
Emergency only.
So, So the guys were. I had a few of these phone calls. I also have phone calls from CSIS because there was some Chinese coming, and the Canada doesn't want them to be here. So, we got all kinds of phone calls. But this was very interesting. When I moved the conference from Banff to Calgary, people signed up for the conference and they didn't show up. We made lots of money because people used to see the conference 4 years in Banff in a row. And 1 year, Banff became very expensive for us to run it. So we said, okay, let's just do it this year in Calgary. Because you got sick of it, like 4 years in a row doing something, you know, you got sick of it. So I remember we went back to the hotel and we got like less than quarter of the catering because there was no show up. We made lots of money because we had the we kept the registration fees anyway. So we made lots of money. However, we did not make the impact. So both are the same city for me, 114 kilometers. They're not far from each other. And the same, if you put Canmore, people will not come. But if you put Banff, people will come. Yes, ma'am.
So I did a conference like that a few years back and brought in speakers from the Inca and the Mayas and brought them in, and we did it at the new casino on the corner of the highway, and we were sold out. The next year, the casino wasn't available,
ready, yeah.
And so I tried to do it in Calgary, and I couldn't sell a ticket.
Because you put Banff in front of a Japanese before the September 11 will have summer schools in Banff. That's why Banff venues were fully booked, the Banff center in particular. And when I asked them why you were so booked before, why this year you are giving to me, he said, September 11, we have no guests here. Before that, they have long-term contracts with a school board in Japan, where they will have students every week for like 14 or like some long weeks. And he said that's why all Banff, this low cost, like these convenient places, will be fully booked by Japanese. Japanese would love to come to Banff. September 11 came, we stopped getting people in Banff for 2, 3, 4 years. It lost the reputation, people don't come anymore. The same in Egypt. In Egypt we have Sharm, which is most of you aware of it. It's a resort on Sinai called Sharm, and they have all these events in it, and it's not even connected to the mainland, it has its own airport. When you go to Middle East, people we are going to Sharm. Okay, Sharm is not Cairo, it's not Egypt, it's not Alexandria. It's Sharm is a resort area. Same like Cuba. Do you like to go to Varadero? Like when you go to Cuba, we go Varadero. Some of us will go to Cabana, but there are so many other Manalza and these other places which is very close to Varadero. But if I get you to invitation there, to Manza, you said no. Manza is much better than Varadero and is on the side, and so many hotels market themselves in Varadero, but they are in Manza. They are not in Varadero at all. But we are connected to Varadero. So this is what we call it demographic.
So is it because of prestige?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you understand Tony Robbins models, why people go to Tony Robbins? Because they go and sit there and say, yeah, we attended Tony Robbins event. What did you learn? Nothing.
Yeah.
What did you apply? Almost nothing. But they still go.
You are now listening
okay.
to With Wael, the ultimate show.
So when you do pricing, if you can do the value. So before we conclude, I want to say a few things. On this MRSP, you should make it sweet, like you should have a discount. And if you sell through seminars and webinars, you must have a different level of discount for urgency. And you should have a discount called buy first three people. So the first three people who buy can have a better discount. The bottom line is make sure the lowest price you sell at covers your cost. Or somebody in the group will cover their cost. In my programs, I do have customers in New Zealand and customers elsewhere where they cover the whole operation. So we get from people here cost for commitment, but it's not as expensive as what I sell outside. Because for me, is I'm driving values. And at the end of the day, in a group setting, you need to set up a minimum pricing, but you don't need to overprice people or overcharge people, because you need to also have build the groups. So in our production, in our pricing models like this notes, we talk about sweet and make it sweeter. You were in this workshop, right?
Yeah.
When we talk about the price and make it sweet and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Sometimes also you can leverage others. So sometimes you say, okay, let's just get them books. Let's just get them pre-recording. So this is our similar to discount. So if you have a pre-recording of previous sessions, you say, okay, you know, guys, I'll give you a pre-recording as well. So if you cannot attend the sessions, you can do it on your own time. I record all my sessions and give it to my customers on my membership website. So if you attend the workshop, you have the sequence recorded. So you can go review any section. You have the handout. And some of the recording, I can put them as a promotion to sell other products. Okay? Let's just stop. Any questions?
Yeah, I realized you did that yesterday when you talked about your 12 months.
I teach what I do. I'm not learning stuff and trying to impress people with things I don't practice.
Yeah, you did the 20,000, and if you start sign up today or something, you put cheaper.
Yeah. And this is how it works. Okay.
Sorry. The value is a guest number.
Yes, the value is what the customer will do with it. Yeah, so if the company will double their business, and the company is making $1 million. So just follow up on this example. If a company is making $1 million, and I can show them,
as
I can convince them, as a result of using my leadership or my change management workshop, they can double their income to $2 million. So it would be legitimate for me to come and ask for $100,000 or $200,000. If I cannot articulate that, don't do it.
Uh-huh.
If I work with a company in the demographic of a $1,000 income, and I can show them they can couple the 1,000 to 3,000 or to 2,000, I can charge them 10% of the cost beneficial. Okay? Any questions?
Many questions.
Okay, so let's just stop this session.
Copyright 2017 Win Your Brand. All rights reserved. This video is subject to copyright owned by Win Your Brand. Any reproduction or republication of all or part of this video is expressly prohibited. Unless Win Your Brand has explicitly granted its prior written consent, all other rights reserved.